So in China, there's a tradition for women who've just given birth. You stay cocooned indoors with your baby for a month, and you're not supposed to take a shower or wash your hair or eat raw fruit and vegetables. It's all about staying warm. Now, a month is a long time, so how do you honor a tradition like that these days? Here's how a second-generation Chinese-American woman decided to do it, with the help of her mother-in-law.
It was fine. My mom-in-law was like, don't worry, I mean, do it for as long as you can. She's like, I know you are an American, so you would not be able to tolerate this.
My name is Annie Koch. Originally from Brooklyn, moved to Queens about 5 years ago, and really enjoy living here. My baby boy, he was born February 5th this year. Well, in Cantonese, it's pronounced Chao Yu, which literally translates to the sitting month, which is basically after birth, is you're very vulnerable. Your body's vulnerable to a lot of things. Then you should not open yourself to the elements. So hence, no water, no bathing, just eating warm things and doing warm things. Gong Chou literally is ginger vinegar. It's rich, it's full of the ginger, it's the sweet vinegar, it's sometimes add hard-boiled eggs to it. In the beginning, it's very pungent, but as time goes on and as the days go by in the confinement period, it gets more mellow and more mellow, and it's not so, like, stinging in the nose. So it's heat, right? So you eat this, and it's supposed to bring the heat into your body. It was psychological, but it felt like it gave me warmth. I ate a few bites of it, and my stomach felt better. It's just very hard to tease out exactly whether it is the ginger vinegar, because I really want to know too. You know, I want to know if it's like really this miracle heat giving like elixir. You know, you call it that, but it's like this witch's brew. My sampo means my daughter-in-law. She's not sure, but she says that it's our tradition, and she follows it, but then the people of the Western culture do not, and they seem to be fine, and so she says she's not sure if it really works.
Yeah.
She said there's no way that they would keep to the traditions exactly like how her mom did it and her mom before, because they've been kind of taken away from this countryside. They've all left the countryside. This is a very countryside practice to follow all these rules. Traditions change, they evolve, and they have to kind of fit the place and time. Definitely the constant food is this ginger vinegar. I mean, all the other rituals and not wash your hair and wash your feet, I mean, that kind of like, that can go out the window. I hope that my mom-in-law would teach me. Yeah, show me how to do it, pass along her own mom's recipe to me, and then I'll make it a few times and I'll commit it to memory and be able to make it for myself. It's still a little scary too, because I'm like, well, what if I don't commit it to memory? What if I don't do it right? You know, like, am I going to pass down this miserable recipe? And it'll be all like half of what it used to be. It's not going to be the best. And but then part of me is like, well, you know, maybe I'll make it better. Maybe I'll add some other flavors to it.
We have a recipe for ginger vinegar stew at PRI.org. Annie Koch told her story to producer Anne Noy Sani. A version of the story first appeared on Narratively.